Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen will continue to update you on the storm cleanup and the potential for more storms later this afternoon. Meanwhile, quite a few schools are closed today due to power outage issues, delays. We have the entire list at kdkradio.com. Pittsburgh public schools are open, but there are 8 schools that are affected, and they're doing what they call synchronous instruction. That's Brashear is one of them. Joining me is the chief academic officer with City Charter High School, Angela Welsh. Angela, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I've never met a chief academic officer before.
Well, today's your lucky day then.
It is. Also, assistant principal, and the reason we've asked you on is because, and you wouldn't be alone, having concerns about the major cuts proposed by PRT because of tremendous funding shortages. So what was the outcome from... They had a couple of sessions to talk about this subject to get public feedback.
Absolutely. So the outcome has been interesting so far. A lot of people have reached out to us about hearing our voices. I thought it was important that we go to the hearings and have our students be heard on this subject because they use the buses as their primary form of transportation, whether it's coming to school, going to work, seeing family members, assisting their family to medical appointments, and so on and so forth. And so they heavily rely on public transportation. And if it were to be cut, it would significantly impact their lives.
And what did you hear about what potential resolutions there can be? Because the budget is the budget, and if the money's cut, they got to make the cuts. Who's going to pay for the difference if they don't?
I mean, that's a good question. And while we didn't hear much back from our comments, we did get to talk with the CEO from PRT, and it sounds like she's going to come down here for a visit to our school because we are located downtown. And so I think that a lot of people express their fears, and you're right, exactly. I mean, if the money's not there, it's not there. But also, I have to think about, as a school leader, if the money is not there and the buses are cut, I don't have students coming to school, and that's a big problem.
Angela, I'm curious, what percentage of your students use mass transit to get to classes?
So 99% of our students are using mass transit, and so whether that's the T or the bus, and so there are only a handful of students that are transported in other ways, and so our whole school functions because of the bus system and the T system.
Yeah, I certainly, 99% you said?
Yes.
Well, I mean, this is an absolute game changer. But yeah. Again, they've got to find a way to fund at least getting the kids to school one way or another.
Correct. And also, you know, I want to mention we're not the only school affected by this. I think we are just the first to sort of step out and say, hey, this is going to be a major problem. What are we going to do about it? And so there are other schools, and I'm encouraging them to also step up and speak, because our students are powerful and their voices will be heard by others. And I even say this sometimes more than the adults.
Are there any conversations that you're hearing about of resources to bring funding in?
No, not at all. Not at this time, at least.
And how long a process are we talking about till this would take effect?
So I'm thinking that we're hearing starting in 2026, that would affect the buses, which is actually the worst time for us because that's in the middle of the school year. So families are going to have to make some decisions. Obviously, we want to keep all of our students here. And so we're hoping that they don't have to make those decisions because this will be figured out at the higher level.
Have you had a chance to look at the proposed route cuts and then project how that would affect your student population?
Absolutely. So between staff and students, many routes are cut, specifically from some areas that students would not have access at all. And so those are the students and the families that are very concerned about making choices for next school year. And so when you look at where our students are coming from and what buses they take, there are some kids that will have no access and not be able to get to school. And so that's really concerning. And there are popular areas where groups of our students come from. So Northside, then there's Brookline. There are a lot of areas that will be affected.
All right. What's the next move? What are you hearing?
So we're going to invite the CEO down to see us, and then we will continue to make our voice heard at the PRT public hearings in May and June, and we'll continue to fight. And that's all we can do at this point, get our name out there, get our students' voices heard, and we'll see what happens.
Angela Welsh, Chief Academic Officer with the City Charter High School. Appreciate your time. Good luck. Keep us posted.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Larry. Have a good day.
You got it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.